open to whatever you want to do. We want to help you do it. And then in a month coming up, all those all that prep will be going out over the airwaves. And you'll be broadcasting your business to wherever you want to broadcast it, and it's going to be
completely free.
Completely free, up to $5,000, up to $1 million.
Yeah, the amounts of advertising we're giving away range from, as Seth said, $5,000 to $20,000. Winners will be able to run their spots on their local stations and or any civic media station that makes sense for their business. It's not just us here. If you're a Rapids, business, and you're going to advertise here in Rapids, sure, but you're going to be heard also in Madison, up north, in La Crosse, everywhere there is civic media, you will be heard.
Yep.
So you're getting hit, you're getting heard by listeners that you've never been heard from before, possibly. I mean, and that's for a small business.
Yep.
That's truly putting your money where your mouth is, truly putting your, well, when you say you're buying local, supporting local, that's truly doing it.
Yeah, that's it.
You can find out more by going to civic media /millions. I'm sorry, Melissa, were you going to say something?
civicmedia.us/million. I was just going to jump in with the website. And remember, it's only on one day. Thursday, January 26th. Mark your calendars.
Yes, indeed.
I'm always so worried about cutting her off. I really don't want to do that to you. It was good. Thank you, Bill. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
Rodriguez. Confirmation's expected today. The country has reached its legal borrowing limit. Correspondent Scott McFarland says a showdown on Capitol Hill looms.
Later today, the Treasury Department is expected to announce it's taking extraordinary measures to prevent America from defaulting on its debt. Those include shifting money between government accounts. The Treasury will also temporarily hold off payments to some federal employee retirement plans and health funds for retired postal workers to give Congress a few more months to raise the debt ceiling.
All of that could impact Social Security, 401ks, and tax refunds. President Biden visits weather-weary Northern California today. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
Later today,
the president will meet with first responders, state and local officials, and communities impacted by the devastation, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed.
The newest storm system is moving from Colorado now toward the East Coast. Denver is digging out a foot of snow after its biggest January storm in more than 30 years. Southwest passengers could be encountering new problems. Pilots may walk off their jobs in the spring.
A possible strike vote would not be held until May 1st and wouldn't be counted until the end of that month. It comes after the airline's holiday travel meltdown that left tens of thousands stranded at a critical time. A strike authorization would be the first in Southwest's history. The union has been negotiating for a new contract for 3 years. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Two paramedics who strapped a struggling man down before he suffocated are due in court in Springfield, Illinois today to face first-degree murder charges. Earl Moore Jr.'s sister and mother.
They need to go to jail.
Yes.
Now they need to go to prison.
They need to pay for what they did.
Moore's death was captured on police body cam video. His family says he was a hardworking man who'd battled alcohol addiction. It's a nerve-wracking morning for Alec Baldwin. A Santa Fe, New Mexico district attorney is expected to announce whether charges will be brought in a deadly shooting on the set of his movie Rust. Baldwin was holding the gun that went off, killing the cinematographer and wounding the director. He claims it wasn't his fault. A British actor is missing.
He doesn't love you, but I love you.
Search and rescue crews had been looking for Julian Sands, who starred in A Room with a View, Arachnophobia, and Leaving Las Vegas. But they suspended their search because of dangerous conditions and avalanche risks created by last week's storms. Sands was last seen 6 days ago hiking on Southern California's Mount Baldy Mountain. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you. With low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We are joined right now to kick things off by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Paul, we're actually happy to tell you right now that it's calmed down a little bit. We've certainly got plenty more of the white stuff out there, but calmed down a little bit. I noticed looking at the calendar ahead here, we may see some stuff around between 11:30, noon, a little bit of flurries. What is it looking like on your end?
Yeah, it still looks like some leftover snow showers and some flurries building back in as the day goes on here, but nothing more than maybe up to an inch additionally for amounts. And so far, from what I've been seeing, a lot of the area kind of 4 to 5 inch amounts so far, what has fallen. So not too much more on top of that. But yeah, definitely some slower going with the snow-covered roads out there today, as we do stay with the winter storm warning through 3 p.m. But yeah, as we said, you know, the heaviest of the snow has already fallen, and just kind of lighter on the day here with the additional amounts. Temperatures steady from the low 30s. Northeast winds 5 to 15. Tonight, snow showers around early, headed back to about 22. And then on Friday, cloudy skies, 25. Maybe a few breaks of sun later in the day as well. Tomorrow, 15 Friday night. More clouds, some sunny breaks possible. Saturday and Sunday, some mid-upper 20s for the end of the weekend. And still overnight lows hanging close to 20, so pretty mild to the end of the weekend. And still looking quiet in next week so far, too. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. You take care over there, and we'll talk soon.
You bet. Sounds good.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center getting us up to date there. Appreciate that from them.
Yes, indeed.
I want to remind everybody that in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by, hopefully, fingers crossed, our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Looking forward to that. This week, we have to thank for this not only our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society, but E-Way Sales and Services. Buy, sell, and trade many items from collectors to firearms, located on A Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Tell Kitty I said hi. Make sure to tell her I said hi.
Yeah, everybody. There you go.
and we are always looking for sponsors for this segment.
Yes.
If you want to be a part of this, it's one of the funnest segments you will ever be a part of, or you could ever sponsor or anything like that. And we're looking forward to having more and more advertisers. If you like this segment, the way we get to keep doing it is by having sponsors for
exactly,
said segment.
Exactly.
And boy, there are not many good, better PR like bumps you get than helping animals.
Yeah, seriously.
It's one of the more go-to ways to help your company or your business or anything. Hey, look, we like animals like that. Very few businesses. Yeah. Very few businesses are hurt by that.
Yeah.
Encourage you to reach out to our sales staff. Give us a call. Our front desk phone number is 424-1300. You'll get in contact. Pam will get in contact with Stephanie or Ashley, the best in the business over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to actually call an audible here because I wanted to do this earlier, but I will do it right now.
All right.
So yesterday I was rambling about during our birthdays and anniversaries with Katrina about a guy that I actually kind of look up to a little bit, and I really enjoyed his work, although I didn't see it that often, Wilbur Scott.
Yes.
For many people out there that, if you don't know, Willard Scott would do the special birthday announcements on a morning show.
Yep.
And he did this for years, especially when somebody turned 100. He really went out of his way with it. But the thing that I really liked about Willard Scott is, I mean this with every bit of respect as I can give, because I truly do respect the man and the work, his body of work.
Mm-hmm.
It never felt like he was over-prepared. Like, it felt like he was so natural, like, just went out there and just kind of like, ah, I get some names wrong, everybody. I'm old. What do you want from me? Like, I don't care. Like, he cared. He certainly cared about, and you're actually going to hear, I got a clip for you here. I want you to hear a little of that. But I had forgotten about this one until I pulled it up and was looking and watching some of his old clips. And he was so natural about this. Like, he was so human about it.
Yes.
Now, back then, that really stood out. Nowadays, I think you have a lot more of that.
Of that more natural style. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
I just want to just play just a little snippet of Mr. Willard Scott here.
I love these birthdays. Every once in a while, I mess up a name, and I hate that. That really bothers me. I mean, we rehearsed them and rehearsed them, and I had one that I wanted to redo just the name. Mamie Trigiani. Very sweet lady from Rosetta, Pennsylvania. 100 years old, retired teacher. We love her and wish her the best.
This is a great, just great stuff, you know? I don't know. I think we miss some of that stuff.
I agree.
You know, that we have and everything. And I feel like we get a little bit of a feel of that with our Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
I agree.
I think we do get a taste of that a little bit. And, of course, we will have that for you in our next segment. That's coming up in the next half an hour. Be listening for it. Big shout out to Linda Nash, who sent me a message with a birthday. She direct messaged us on Facebook and got us a birthday that we'll have in a little bit here for you. But also, Willard Scott is the name you forgot. Thank you, Linda. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Very good.
Best listeners in radio right there. Annoying trends will fade away into obscurity eventually. There's a thread online where people are talking about cultural things that quietly went away without anyone noticing.
The best way.
So let's go ahead and see here. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Number one on the list. This is perfect. Waterbeds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, some of them are still around, though. They're still around.
Yeah, they went away with good reason.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
They popped. They sprung a leak.
You know, your childhood is littered of these things that seem like the idea or the concept in your little kid brain seems amazing, and then you actually get to do it, and it's like, oh, like this is. I think Slinkies are a great example of this. You know, the commercials, the way it looks on the box and everything looks awesome. These kids are having a great time. You get the Slinky, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
all right. All right.
This is one of my favorite bits of trivia. Do you know who came up with the concept of the waterbed? Science fiction author Robert Heinlein.
Really?
Yes. He is the man that came up with the idea of the waterbed. Of all things.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really weird, but it's true.
I'll tell you this. If I'm him, like, coming up with this idea and patenting it, like, I don't care if it has a shelf life. That man made some money.
He did.
The 70s and 80s, thank you, sir.
Exactly.
He thanks the 70s and 80s.
Well, I have a theory about why they've gone away, actually.
Okay.
Yes, 70s and 80s, they were really big. A lot of people were able to purchase their own homes in the 70s and 80s. Mm. Now, most people rent. Not most, but there are a lot of people who rent. Most rental contracts do not allow you to have a waterbed.
It's true.
So it's a specific thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I think another one, you can't have sex on them. You just, I mean, it's impossible.
It kind of puts the damper on it, really.
It is nearly impossible. You have to be a gymnast to be able... May not. Yeah.
You just got to move with the tides, James. Yeah.
I actually have never done that. I just have heard people talk about it.
It seems, because I've been on, I've never slept on one, but I've been on a waterbed. It's like, wait, what? No, no. That's not happening. No.
Parents had a waterbed, and there's four of us. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Somehow it worked.
They figured something out, right?
I'll meet you in the middle. Number two on the list, Facebook poke wars. So poking on Facebook used to be a big thing. And that really faded right away.
I never responded when I got poked. It was rude.
Yeah, it was always strangers doing it to me. It was always people I didn't know. So they're like, once in a blue moon, maybe I did. But I barely remember yet.
Go ahead, Seth.
I was going to say, it's something that's not socially acceptable in real life.
No.
Why would you poke
it? No.
Even if it was somebody I knew, I'm like, if you want to talk to me, say something.
Yeah.
Don't just poke me.
Yeah. It, you know who can get away with this? 6-year-olds. Like, that's
yeah, exactly.
It. Like, end of list. Like, yep. I'm pretty sure once you turn 10, you can't poke somebody and run away laughing. Or
I would say 7.
Yeah, maybe. When you turned off the TV, how the image would shrink to a dot before slowly fading away.
Oh, the old cathode ray tubes. Oh, yes.
See the colors still.
Oh, that was so cool.
I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or how when you first would turn off and you hear that coom,
yep.
That noise that it would make, and the image was still on the screen for like a half a second.
Yep. Yeah. There are kids out there that are wondering what the heck is going on here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
Flash mobs. Although I still see those from time to time.
Occasionally, you see flash mobs.
I joined in on this not too long. I would say within, it was probably like maybe 5 or 6 years ago. We flash mobbed at a grocery store in Toma.
Really?
Really?
Oh, that's awesome. I've actually always wanted to do that. I missed out on one in California. But I've always wanted to do that. I think it's fun.
It is fun. And people around are like, what is going on? Why are these people all dressed the same and dancing together? And there's music. What? Okay.
Should we explain what a flash mob is? I guess there are some people out there that may not know what it is.
It's a large group of people that coordinate together to show up at a location and simultaneously break out into dance.
And maybe singing, maybe doing a little...
I mean, it could vary, whatever
theater form. Yeah.
Did you read that? Because that's a perfect description, Melissa. Like, that's really well done. You can work for Webster's.
Put it in the dictionary. I mean, it's a great description.
Pretty darn good.
Thank you.
Number 5, traveler's checks.
Oh, well, that one's that's a pretty understandable why traveler's checks have gone away, yeah.
In some cases, yes. I think that they are still used.
They are.
I used them not too... Well, it's been a while. Cashier checks are still around. Those are used more often.
Yes, As someone who used to work in the financial industry, this was a good, 10 years ago, we would still have plenty of people that would come in and get traveler's checks. Because I was one of the people that got them set up with them. That was one of my jobs. Mm. I'm just curious. I would wonder what it's like nowadays, if there's much more of that, or if they've gotten mostly to like gift cards and stuff like that.
Yeah,
travel
gift cards. Because you can access your line of credit on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different ways to travel safely and still access your money.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember this one fondly. HQ Trivia. Especially in bars where they'd have the trivia games you could play and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Buffalo Wild Wings still does that, one of those things.
Mm-hmm. I imagine a lot of those places are still...
That's a lot of fun. I actually enjoyed doing that.
I like trivia.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved them. I loved doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to do it all the time. I will say there are not many businesses that will hang on to something as long as they can as bars.
Many of them still have a trivia night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How many
pull tabs? That's all I'm going to say is pull tabs.
I guarantee there's at least a couple bars in Wisconsin that have a love tester, like those old like from the 60s or whatever and stuff. I guarantee it.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I actually got to join in on trivia night when I was in Hawaii last year.
Oh, nice.
With a group and was part of a team, and I got one answer
back
that nobody else knew.
There.
See, this speaks to how much we love it. A year or so later.
Ball bearings. Yeah.
Oh, nice job.
Ball bearings? I thought it was like weaving or something. Then you know.
Ball bearings.
A year or so later, and Melissa's still taking pride in this.
That's your bottom dollar, I am.
And we all get it. We all back her on it. We're like, yeah, you should. Yeah. Because we all get what
you
it's
are
like.
Absolutely right. When I was living in Lake Mills, we had the for some charity, the first annual trivia thing. I put a team together, and we won.
Ooh.
That first one, and I can't tell you how glorious that was to win that one.
Yeah,
you know what the best thing, James? You know what I think, if I remember correctly, the name, the question we won on, the answer was George Blanda.
Oh, nice! Oh my gosh,
it was
that
a
weird
football question.
Oh gosh, that's awesome. That's and George Blanda.
George Blanda.
That's crazy. That's a good one.
Playing Trivial Pursuit, I always skip to the sports questions. We just would give those colored cubes to each other.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go.
Great, great call out. Trivial Pursuit was so much fun.
Yes. Yeah.
The thing I liked
only
about...
Only if you play by house rules, though.
Yeah. I think one of the things I loved about that game so much is even when I didn't get something right, I still learned something. And mm-hmm. I love learning useless information.
Of course.
I love that stuff.
Yep.
And another talent that you learn is giving hints, helping people figure out the answers to the questions.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Just as a side note, everybody, I can't help but mention this. Later today, Lisa Kubis, Executive Director of Visit Rome, will join us. We'll talk about a bunch of the things going on in the Rome area. One of those things has to be DJ Lucas. He has trivia once a week.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Does a great job with it. I have not gotten to go there myself, but I know that it is very popular. A lot of people like it. Mm-hmm. We'll give you more details about that around 10-ish today when Lisa joins us from Visit Rome.
Awesome. That's right.
For right now, next one on the list, ROFL, or rolling on the floor laughing, or basically just using any of those LOL, LMAO, or any of those things, which
those
I do still do.
Used.
Yep, yeah. I still do it. Yep.
I still do them.
They've become handy. They have, as shorthand.
Yes.
They really have. So
I mean, they've somewhat been replaced with emojis, but
for sure.
I think they're still used.
Yeah, I think so.
And I occasionally have to look them up.
Yeah. I have
too.
No problem admitting that.
Yeah,
yes,
no.
I have
what
Googled it before. Yes.
LOL, lots of love? Is that what that is?
Well, sometimes I've done it before I go on air just to make sure, am I getting it right? So not only I don't sound that much more foolish than I usually do, but also I'm not saying a swear word or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, whoops.
You know? Like, some of those, they sneak those in there on yeah. some of these. Planking. Yeah, thank God. Thank God planking went away, and nobody, it did not get a farewell or a tour or anything. Planking
nope.
was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge people finding silly, fun ways to pass time and other that others can share in.
Mm-hmm.
I the ice bucket challenge was huge.
I remember that. Yeah,
that was pretty cool. My dad even got in on that and everything. But I don't know. Some of these are just like. Creatively are really, really sad to me.
Yeah. Yes.
This is what we came up with. This is like this.
That really? Right? We came up with that?
I actually had to look this up, guys. I didn't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Right. So this is just laying down?
Essentially.
Doing nothing?
Yeah. I know that like on the L train, there was a lot of times where kids were trying to do it in the middle of the freight or whatever and stuff and be in people's ways and falling over on people and these things.
Yeah.
I think that was as much a part of it as it was actually pulling it off. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
I thought it was the exercise, you know, where you like
plank. That's I don't blame you. Yeah. Remember those black
plastic? Good for your core.
That's true.
That's
get
true.
Some good. You get your abs in check.
Yeah, right.
Those black plastic bases on 2-liter soda bottles.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot all about those.
Those
until
are gone
right now?
I didn't even realize that they were gone.
I couldn't even tell you. Well, I don't know the last time I bought a 2-liter soda.
Yeah.
But I do remember those.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could actually detach them from the bottle and you can use them for like, mm-hmm. I remember using them for like art things in class, in like school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and when you make the tornado with 2 plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you remember doing that where you fill one with liquid and probably like glitter? Or something, and you put the other one on top and you tape them together. Having those plastic bases really helped with that because it added a little bit of weight.
Mm.
So that when the bottom was sitting empty and you'd swirl it around to get the tornado going, you didn't have to hold on to it as long.
I remember doing something like that in an art class. I remember making something like that or similar to that anyway.
Hmm.
See, look at that. Those 2-liter bottles were so great for art.
Yeah.
I can make a lot of stuff out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can.
And number 10 on the list to wrap it up, ringtones. I miss this one.
Ringtones
are good. I like having a ton of ringtones.
Nothing wrong with
ones.
Ringtones.
I used to make my own ringtones. Eh?
Oh, really?
I still have multiple ringtones. Like, okay, not ringtones. Notification tones.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think that's the difference here. Because I do that too, but yeah, they're notification tones. You don't have really a ton of ringtones because not a ton of people are calling you anymore.
That's true.
So, a lot of people have their phone on silent, so it's not going to hear it ringing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm with you, James, man. I like the idea of ringtones. Specific rings for specific people kind of thing. Yeah.
It was great.
Well, I can't do specific rings for specific people because then I don't know it's my phone ringing.
Oh, that's good.
That is really good. That is good.
Wait, there's a phone ringing right there. Melissa, what? Is that me?
Oh. For a while there, I had like and I don't remember when this was, some early 2000s probably. I had I had two different ones that I really liked, and they were the theme songs from, I want to say like Gilligan's Island and The Twilight Zone.
Oh, great stuff.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good. We're going to take a break right here. Come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birdie Biner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Snow showers likely today, otherwise overcast. High of 32, winds out of the north 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance of snow showers 22, highs around 25 tomorrow. 1 to 2 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to do some celebrating now, everybody. We're going to have some fun while we do it, too. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, and we're encouraging you to head on over to Misty's Menu right now. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a happy day from all of us. I have here, let me double check I got this right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 possible qualifiers.
Wow. Nice.
Big shout out to the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much, everybody, for sending us these birthdays and anniversaries. We greatly appreciate them. Keep it up, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Heard from our listeners out in Sweden again, telling us how much they love this segment. That was very nice of them. They're actually really happy with a lot of the things of the new station.
Like
the way
that
things are
that.
Going
yeah.
and stuff. That was really nice to hear. I don't know how much that helps our streaming numbers, but it's great. It's great.
A little bit.
We do say a good morning or good afternoon to them. I think it's more. It's more
I think
a,
they're in the afternoon.
Pretty sure it's in the afternoon. Yep. So I need a 1 through 5. Seth, give it to me.
4.
That gives us our qualifier. All right. We can get right into the celebrating. And let's go right ahead here and wish a very happy birthday. First up to Grace Johns.
Happy birthday, Grace.
Happy birthday.
Terry's wonderful daughter. Grace is awesome.
Yep.
Great kid. Really good kid. Wishing you a great day, Grace. Enjoy it. Also wishing a very happy birthday to Mr. Jerry Nash. Happy 90th, Jerry.
Whoa, happy birthday, Jerry.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Jerry, greatly hope you enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. A big thank you to you, to Linda, to the whole family, and you guys listening to us for so long. We really, mm-hmm. really cannot tell you how much it means to us. It's very humbling hearing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Jerry, Linda, we appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Enjoy your
day,
you guys.
Happy birthday.
Also celebrating a birthday, Jeff Crowns.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday.
Jeff's a good guy. Wishing you a good one, Jeff. And I also want to wish a very happy birthday to Andrea Linsmeyer.
Andrea, happy birthday.
Andrea, actually one of the older people I know. I went to grade school, went to sixth grade with Andrea, and junior high and high school with Andrea. Great, great person. Andrea's awesome. And want to wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers today, celebrating their 49th anniversary.
Oh.
Ron and Deb Bone.
Oh, Ron and Deb, congratulations.
Happy anniversary, you two.
Yeah.
We're wishing you a great one, you guys. You are our qualifiers for today. Happy 49th.
49th.
Happy 49th.
It's my silly romantic heart. That is beautiful. Happy anniversary.
You got a big one coming up next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big 50 coming up next year. All right.
Ooh.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays really quick. Shawn Johnson, 31 today, Olympic gold medalist and Dancing with the Stars champion. She won season 8 when she was 17. Wow.
Wow.
Didn't know that.
Jeez.
I remember her as an Olympian. I didn't know that she was on that show, though. And to win it like that. Let's see here. Pete Buttigieg is 41 today.
Oh, really?
He's only 41.
I know.
Wait a minute.
Let's be honest. He looks younger than that.
Yeah, he does.
Biden's Secretary of Transportation. I gotta say, we don't do this very often, and maybe we shouldn't do it more often when it's necessary. Shout out to him. With that job and the job he has done with it, that is not an easy gig, and it's like an offensive lineman in football. The only time we talk about it is when something's wrong.
Goes wrong, right?
But what he's been doing and the way it could be a lot worse, people. And I think sometimes you got to look at things that way, especially with the airline situation right now and everything.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm.
Mayor Pete, is that what they call it? I was trying to think of his nickname.
Now it's Secretary Pete. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Yes, yeah. Jodie Sweetin is 41. Stephanie on Full House in Fuller House.
That's right, yeah.
Great impersonator, pretty good actor, and a great stand-up comedian. Frank Caliendo is 49 today. One of the better impersonators in modern era.
He is. His impersonations are pretty spot on. The ones he does, it's pretty remarkable.
His Madden is unparalleled.
Yeah, his Madden was always perfect.
Very few that can do a Madden better than him.
His George W. Bush was good too. Hmm.
Except Madden, yes. Yeah. Very well said, definitely. Yeah, it's very true. Drea D'Amato is 51 today. Maya on Amazon's Paradise City, but most of she was also Wendy on Sons of Anarchy, but the majority of us know her as Adriana on The Sopranos.
Ah.
She was very, very good on that show. Mm. She's very good in all those performances that she is. She's a good actor. She's a good actor. Sean Waynes is 52. Man, that made me feel old.
One of the many Wayans kids. Yeah. Yep.
He's so talented. So darn funny, though. Scary Movie, White Chicks, Little Man. I mean, he's been in a lot of stuff. He's a good one. Here's a blast from the past. John Woznik is 52, lead singer from Marcy Playground.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that did it. If you weren't feeling old already, 90s kids.
Now it was. Late 90s, man. Oof.
The great Paul Rodriguez is 68, comedic legend, Latino comedic legend, they say on here, but just comedic legend.
Yeah.
He also the padre of world-class skateboarder and X Games gold medalist Paul Rodriguez, Paul P-Rod.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. One of my favorite comedians when I was a kid. I loved Paul Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Big fan. If I were to cast a TV mom, I genuinely think that this is my first choice.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't really thought that much about it before. But every once in a while, it pops in my head. And with actresses that kind of been typecast as moms, it usually happens with, I never think of her name, but the great lady who played the mom on, both the moms on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Both
of those actors played a lot of moms and both really good at it.
Yes.
But to me, my favorite TV mom, maybe, other than Marge Simpson, is Kathy Segal. She's 69 today. Happy 69th to Kathy Segal.
Oh, yeah.
She's Lois currently on The Conners. She was Gemma on Sons of Anarchy, where she played a mom.
Yep.
Anora on The Bastard Executioner, where she played a mom. But of course, and Futurama, Leela, Futurama, where she wasn't a mom on that, at least.
Yeah.
But she's most famously known, arguably, as Peggy Bundy on Married with Children.
Yes, that's right.
I love Katie Segal. Katie Segal has gone through a lot in the public eye, mm-hmm. and handled it all with grace and class, with her head up.
Yep.
As just an incredible human being.
Incredible voice. Have you ever seen her sing?
Yeah.
Wow, she's an amazing singer.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance, look into what happened with her during the last two seasons of Married with Children, when she went through a miscarriage, and they had to work it into the show and all these things, and the grace with which she handled that, so that she was so good where none of us would ask her to worry about others in that situation. Mm-hmm. She was so worried about her fellow castmates and how the show was going to, how they were going to handle this and all these things. And like, Katie, just go ahead and take some time off, like, you know, and all that. And so a really cool human being, along with being an amazing actor.
Yeah.
Really, really underrated actor. Desi Arnaz Jr. is 70 today. He appeared on the cover of the very first issue of TV Guide as a baby in 1953.
How about that? And then he was part of Dino, Desi, and Billy. But we're not going to talk about them.
Yes. That's funny, though. They bring it up. And we have to get this one. And actually, I mean, you can make an argument that maybe we should all have the day off.
Okay.
It's Dolly Parton's birthday, you guys.
That's true.
Dolly Parton is 77 today, everybody.
Wow.
Nice.
We're going to have some fun talking a bit of Dolly in our entertainment section.
We are? I'm shocked.
That's definitely.
We never talk about Dolly.
It's definitely coming up a little bit later. Looking forward to that. But
her middle name is Rebecca. I didn't know that.
Oh.
There is not much that hasn't been said about Dolly Parton already.
Sure.
That we couldn't say. Mm-hmm. But I think that I would like it if more people just gave her a little bit more credit for her MC-ship. Go back and watch clips of Dolly Parton, like in her 20s and stuff, and she's at the Grand Ole Opry or any of these things. And yes, the voice is legendary. Mm-hmm. Her presence is legendary. She's beautiful, all these things. Watch how she interacts with a crowd. Watch how commanding and how confident, yet natural and comfortable and almost charmingly, sometimes stepping on her toes and things like that. But all of it done with just a natural beauty that is just unparalleled to this day. Her MC work is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like Robert Palmer, born in the state in 1949, passed away in 2003.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to them.
A lot of hits for Mr. Palmer. A lot of
I love that reaction, Melissa. That was great.
We did that one in the band, and I just...
you didn't like that one? Okay, no. Gotcha.
Dolly Parton shares her birthday with the Pearl. Janis Joplin, born in the state in 1943, passed away in 1970.
Did not know that. That's cool.
For some reason, that is really cool to me. And, I seem to remember us hitting that on Rock History 101 last year. I think we went from Dolly to Janis Joplin, I think.
Very possible.
Phil Everly, from the Everly Brothers, born in the state in 1939, passed away in 2014.
Oh, the Everly Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Their heavenly harmonies together. Man, still nothing like it. I have never heard anyone recreate those kinds of harmonies.
It's hard-pressed to find anything better that hits that mark.
Yep.
Nicholas Colastonzo, born in this day in 1924, passed away in 1984. I know maybe not a household name, but he was the comic genius that was Coach on Cheers. Woody, he was my favorite character.
Yes, Coach was great.
I liked Carla. I liked, you know, all the characters on there. There wasn't a bad one on there. But Coach, I've talked about this before. In order to play silly or stupid, you've got to be smart. Mm-hmm. You've got to be really good and great at your skill set.
Yep.
And he was so good at it. And then the incredible casting of the Burrows and the creators of Cheers and the winning billion different TV shows they did. You find a young version of him, basically, in Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Who was able to play that role just as good.
Yep.
That silly kind of like charming fool.
And that was always, to me, one of the saddest things when he died and then they had to, you know, address that on the show too, which is really interesting. So, yeah.
The last scene in Cheers, there's a moment where Sam, they were going to have President Clinton come in. come down the steps and everything. They were not able to work it out, and they also didn't think it might work story-wise. Yeah, right. So instead, there's a knock, and Sam says, "We're closed." And that's supposed to be the feet of President Clinton.
Oh, okay.
I believe Clinton, whoever was in office at the
time.
Yeah,
right. I think it was Clinton. Yeah.
The last thing he does is straighten a picture of Geronimo. That picture was brought on set by Nicholas Colostanzo the first day of filming.
Oh, my gosh.
All the actors stuff on the set and put things up. And that was something they left up there all those years in honor of him. And it gets me a little thinking about it because I think it's such a classy, cool thing to do, and so few people even know about it.
Okay, quick side note here. Was that one of the best final episodes of any television show? I agree. I remember watching it when it was going on. I thought, wow, they did a really good job of ending the show. I mean, I wasn't that old, but I loved it. I thought it was great.
It's got to be one of the top five, top 10 greatest series finales of all time. And the legend, one of the bigger influences for many of us writers out there, Mr. Edgar Allan Poe, born on this day in 1809, passed away in 1849.
Yep.
Born in 1809, passed away in 1849.
Yep. He was only 40 years old.
I mean, just so interesting, you know. There's so many things about that man's life, his career, and just really his kind of like off-field stuff as far as his alliances as well as, beefs that he had with other writers and all these things. You think rappers have beefs? Man, Edgar Allan Poe.
Go back and read some of the reviews he wrote for other writers. Woo! It is nasty. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I do want to say one quick thing about Edgar Allan Poe. The fact that during his lifetime, he was, of course, not appreciated for what. But he had a hand in developing three of the biggest literary genres that would come after him. Horror, science fiction, and mystery.
Yeah,
he had a huge hand. He was a huge influence in all three of those genres. And we have to give him credit for that because he was way ahead of his time when it came to that.
Innovator.
Yep.
Genius. And while The Raven is one of my favorite poems of all time, and I read it every Halloween and everything, there is so much great work of his out there.
Yep.
And you can make an argument that that's not even close to his best work.
By the way, now I know what we're doing for Director's Cut for Halloween.
Yeah, I know we are. One more time. Very happy birthday to Grace Johns. Happy birthday, Grace.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jerry Nash. Happy 90th, sir.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Happy birthday, Jeff Crowns.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Andrea Linsmeyer.
Happy birthday, Andrea.
And a happy anniversary, happy 49th anniversary to our qualifiers, Ron and Deb Bone.
Happy anniversary,
Ron and Deb.
You guys take a listen to Melissa's News and then head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, here's a look at your local news. I'm Melissa Kay. In central and northern Wisconsin, many schools are closed or have virtual learning today. Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, Stevens Point, Nisida, Wausau, and Pittsville have a virtual learning day. Adams Friendship, Nakusa, Rosholt, and Marshfield are closed. Many evening activities for schools have also been canceled across the listening area. The Aging Disability Meals and Transportation are canceled today, and the SWEPS Food Pantry is closed. Focus Neighborhood Table has canceled their free dinner tonight. Focus Neighborhood Table meals happen every Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. unless schools are canceled. The winter storm is dropping heavy, wet snow. Hourly rates of 1 to 2 inches of accumulation is expected in the heavily affected areas, causing hazardous travel conditions. The storm is moving north, and after the heavy snowfall, it could taper off to light snow or freezing drizzle. Total snow accumulations of 4 to 9 inches is expected in portions of central, north central, and northeastern Wisconsin by 6 p.m. tonight. PFAS in Wisconsin waterways are affecting fish, and you may need to limit how many you eat. The DNR issued a warning of elevated levels of PFOS, a type of PFAS or forever chemicals, in several fish species in Lake Wausau and the Stevens Point flowage. They recommend only eating black crappie, bluegill, rock bass, and yellow perch once a week. Common carp and red horse should only be eaten once a month. The DNR released research earlier this week showing extremely high levels of PFOS in fish within the Great Lakes, rivers, and streams. DNR officials say this shouldn't stop people from fishing and they are safe to eat. Just follow the recommended guidelines for consumption. Democrats say a controversial Republican member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission has to go. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell reports.
Bob Spindell serves on the bipartisan commission that oversees elections in the state. He was a fake Trump elector and more recently praised lower black and Hispanic voter turnout in Milwaukee last November. Milwaukee's Latanya Johnson is one of several Democratic senators officially calling for Spindell to resign or be removed.
I am angry. I am irritated. And I am frustrated.
There's no word yet how Spindell or Republican leaders may respond. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Egg prices have gone through the roof with historic highs of $8 to $9 a dozen for specialty eggs. Much of the reason for the increase is the avian flu that decimated flocks across the country and especially the Midwest. Exposure to the avian flu resulted in the deaths of 3.3 million chickens in Wisconsin. One-tenth of the chicken population in the nation has been destroyed in the past year because of the disease. Inflation is also contributing to the increase of feed, fuel, and labor, driving up costs for producers. Don't expect egg prices to come down anytime soon. Egg producers are working to repopulate their flocks, but this will take time. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Snow showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 32, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow showers tonight, 22, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 25. 1 to 2 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, James, Melissa here with you.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on.
Maybe my favorite Petty song.
Really?
Yeah, maybe my favorite Petty song.
Wow.
Yeah. I love the guitar at the end in this. It's so good. So good. Petty, underrated guitar player.
Yes, yes, indeed.
How many guitarists do I say are underrated?
Most of them.
But do I?
You do.
I feel like I say that about like every guitar player. Jimi Hendrix, underrated. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We hope you're having a great one out there. You are safe and sound and warm. If not, get there. Hopefully. We're hoping you get there.
Yeah.
If you're traveling right now, that is. Let's go ahead and get into this one, you guys. And I don't know why, but I feel like coming out of the birthday and anniversary club, this is perfect. Have you ever had this fight with your kid or a child before? You tell them to do something, they ask why, and you come back with, because I said so.
Unfortunately,
because yes. You've literally exhausted every bone in your body, every little bit of patience you have ever had. You've used it all. It's all gone.
Yeah.
This is it. That's the only thing you have left in your arsenal. The only thing left in the chamber is because I said so.
Mm.
Well, millions of parents have fallen back on that line, but a new study found even kids as young as 3 know it's a lame excuse.
Research kids are smarter than we
know. Oh, way smarter. Researchers at Duke wanted to see how well kids between 3 and 5 could distinguish between good excuses and bad ones. They tested it by showing them videos of puppets who promised to come back with a cool toy. left the scene to go get it, but returned empty-handed.
Hmm.
The puppets usually had an excuse, but some were better than others, like, sorry, I had to help a friend, or sorry, I just wanted to watch TV. Kids were then asked if what the puppet did was wrong or not, and when it came to breaking promises, even three-year-olds knew the difference between good and bad excuses.
How about that?
The head researcher says it extends to more than just broken promises, though. It also applies to things like the line, because I said so, quote, kids are paying attention and can tell that it is a lame reason. I love this.
Oh, my gosh.
I could not love this more. Not just because I was one of those kids that was driven crazy by this line. but it was one that I did my best, and I'm not going to say that I never used it, but yep. I did my best to never use this line.
I know. That was something Beth and I talked about before we had kids. It's like, we're going to try really hard not to use it. She's probably been better than me because I know I've used it at least a couple of times.
It happens. It happens. Yeah. But at the same time, I think that calling ourselves on it, knowing that we're doing it and stuff, goes a long way. I think that helps a little.
I actually kind of like the idea that they're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Lame. Yeah. Lame.
I will say, though, too, just to, you know, for somebody to defend parents here a little bit. I mean, you know, you don't usually go. It's not your go to.
No.
It's not necessarily what you want to do or want to say or anything.
Yeah.
It's a last resort.
It literally is the last result. It's the red button. It's the whole, you know, everything else has failed.
This is the fail-safe right here.
Boy, let's take a shot at this and see just because. Like, look, can we just talk honestly between each other, right? Human being to human being, like, I don't know what you want.
Yeah.
I can't get this right. Like, help me, please.
Help me.
Meet me halfway here. I know you can't talk yet. I know you're only two, but please.
I
you know, one of the things, though, that I think that is maybe, I know maybe there's books and books and books about this or not, but I don't think I've heard a whole lot of people talk about. I do remember a lot of those moments as being some of the bonding moments with my kids.
Oh, really?
Okay. Where it was those moments of complete and utter frustration, and you're exhausted, and you're looking at each other, and you have this like moment where you just laugh. Because there's nothing, like, you've used every other emotion you have, and it's just funny to you. It's funny. It's just like the situation itself. Mm-hmm. You're looking at yourself, you're dirty, you've got debris on you from your children's breakfast, all that stuff. You haven't slept or anything like that. You're just kind of like, this is life. This is parenting.
Yeah.
This is, you know? And the kid looks at you like, yeah, again, that was a lame answer.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't care.
But I'll laugh with you because you're laughing, and now your face is happy.
That's true.
And it's so, so huge, that part of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if any on the planet pays more attention, outside maybe dogs, pay attention to our body language more than children.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs, obviously, to survive, to get their treats and all these things.
Right.
Kids are learning. They're learning human behavior. They're learning how we handle things, how we are in stressful situations and all that. And they're always watching. And so it's none of us have got a perfect batting average when it comes to that, but we can all have a better batting average.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little eye-opening when a three-year-old says, why is your face sad?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, there ain't many things that'll stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, no
than
kidding,
that.
Yeah.
How many toys do adults hang on to from childhood?
I don't want to answer this question.
I want to know, Melissa. Melissa, be honest, Melissa. Come on.
Why would I tell you, Seth?
Because I really want to know. That's why. Just because.
Wow, you got there quick.
That was perfect. If you think about all the stuff we lug around from family home to family home, a good chunk of it is old childhood toys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A new poll found that the average adult keeps 20 toys from childhood.
Wow.
That seems high to me.
Yeah.
That seems kind of, yeah.
65% of adults say that they kept toys to pass them down to their children or grandchildren. Mm-hmm. 57% say that they kept them because they're sentimental. Mm-hmm. And 59% say that they are probably better than anything you could buy today.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Now, that's interesting.
Think about your metal Tonka trucks.
Yep.
Yes.
Like the big
The things
ones
are
you used to sit around and ride in.
Indestructible. Matchbox cars, indestructible.
My Tonka truck is rusted out.
But you can still pile rocks in it.
Yep.
That's true.
You can still use it.
Yep.
The paint may come off. You can still and everything. Yeah. I missed out on this. Every time we moved, I didn't have a whole lot of toys, and every time we moved, I'd lose some. And
right.
I have literally none of the toys I had from my childhood or anything. Mm-hmm. I wish there was one. My papa worked for Spectre, that was a truck driver industry. A company, and they folded or something like that. Now they got bought out ages ago, but one of the things they gave their employees for like Christmas or something was an actual like that metal kind of Tonka truck you're talking about, Melissa, like that, like a scale model of that, where you could actually put toys in the back and the semi and everything, and that thing was awesome.
Around like Dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a broken one that my mom or my nana got from a garage sale. But I had a Millennium Falcon. It didn't work. Like the legs, you couldn't stand there. But man, that thing was so.
Who cared?
It didn't
man.
Matter. Yeah, it didn't matter. It was awesome. I would hand that down to like my children's children. I would like personally hand that to them if I still had it.
So I'm gonna say what I think, because I just realized I probably have more than I thought, and I'm also doing this to dialogue with Melissa to get her to admit how much she has. Yes. But I just realized, I was like, wow, you know, I they're still, you know, in boxes and stuff. I haven't taken them out since we moved, but I realized, wow, I do have quite a few, mostly. And this is weird. Mostly Ghostbuster toys.
Oh, wow. Weird.
I collected the Ghostbuster from the cartoon show. I collected those
toys. There was a lot of those.
And I realized I still got a whole bunch of those. I've got Ecto-1 somewhere. I still have the car.
Gosh, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, Seth, plug your ears. I do have a fair number of my toys from childhood. I have my Hope chest still.
Wow.
I put a lot of my like knickknacks. I wouldn't necessarily call them toys, maybe, but the things I had in my childhood. I still have my American Girl dolls.
That's cool.
I had two, like actual ones. Mm-hmm. I had Felicity and Samantha. I didn't have all their clothes, like from the company, but there was a lady that my mom knew that made doll clothes, and so she made me some clothes for them. And then a lot of the stuff that I kept, I have been trying to give, to like part with. So my nieces got like my Barbie doll collection. And then my honorary nieces, former roommate's kids, I gave them some of my dolls. Other dolls and stuff and clothes and things like that. So trying to pass them on, because I'm not having children. So I don't want to save this stuff forever, because what good is it in a box?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
It's so much better for them to be played with. Now, understandably, like your Ghostbusters collection, someday, depending on their, you know, shape that they're in, they might be worth money. You never know. We always hang on to those things.
That's true. I mean, that's not the reason I kept them. It's just, I think it was for nostalgia. My kids really aren't interested in playing with it, the other thing, too, because they've got their own things and video games. I do have one thing that I bought specifically, because, and I have no idea if it's worth any money or anything. I bought a toy, and this was like when I was first in college, that was labeled wrong.
Oh.
And I know in collector's markets, if there's an error thing like that, because of their rarity, they're usually worth more money. So I have no idea. It's like, I can't even remember. It's like an X-Men thing, but it's got the different characters than what it's labeled on the back of the packaging. So I'm like, oh, maybe that's something. I should look it up. I don't know. But
it's worth something. You know,
probably.
It is.
Yeah.
Anytime there's an error on something.
Yep.
I was not listening to anything you two just said. I can buy a Millennium Falcon for $25.
Look at that. You can relive your childhood.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome.
What your kids are getting for Christmas.
Yeah. My children in their 20s are definitely
getting toys.
I'm not exaggerating. I think I may actually end up buying this thing. I don't know.
Why not?
The number one toy people have kept is Barbie dolls. Legos are next, followed by Hot Wheels, G.I. Joes, Suzy homemaker appliances, Fisher-Price telephones, Light Brights, Slinkies, Rubik's Cubes, and Nerf balls.
Yep.
Other my brother's got the Legos and the cars and the, I don't know who got the Slinky. I miss it.
my Nana Papa's old house in Rome. I want to apologize to whoever owns that house now. In your septic tank are about 90 G.I. Joe guys. I'm sorry. That's all on me.
You flushed them?
I didn't flush them. So they have outside you have a septic opening. The pipe, yeah. My guys would go hanging down. I'd have a string and I'd have them hanging there, and they'd, of course, eventually fall.
Yarn.
Underwater adventures, man.
Yep. there's a bunch of them down there right now, yeah.
Nothing better than yarn and G.I. Joes or action figures. Yes. You could do anything with them then, string. Yeah.
Other toys mentioned include My Little Pony, Etch-A-Sketch, gaming systems like Game Boy, Nintendo, and Sega, and toys like Beanie Babies and those little trolls and that kind of thing. Because people say, which some people initially bought as investments, but now they're kind of just Beanie giving
Babies.
Them.
The Beanie Babies turned out to be a huge bust, by the way.
Oh, people were thinking they're going to be worth so much money.
The guy, one of the more evil people in history is the guy that created those Beanie Babies.
Oh my God, I heard, I was listening to a podcast about him recently. He was horrible.
He was a horrible human being.
Actually, I think he's still alive.
That was a horrible human being right there. What he did to the people that put their life savings and investments into those things, and the way he literally toyed with people and stuff. Just
his partners, who were mostly female, treated him horribly. Yeah, oh my gosh.
That's awful. Yeah. If that guy was around now, would have been canceled in minutes.
Yeah.
Like minutes wouldn't have lasted.
I never had a Beanie Baby.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm surprised you didn't list Cabbage Patch Kids on there.
I was surprised to not see them too. Yeah, yeah. I thought that one would for sure be on there, especially with the My Little Ponies and some of the other. Yeah. And they had Barbie dolls on there too.
So. I guess they didn't include Creep Factor in there, but you know.
I'm sorry. The Susie Homemaker being on there, I thought for sure because of that.
It was interesting.
Hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and subject scheduled to change, but we are hoping to be joined by our friends from the